You're all invited for latkes, potato pancakes, as you say in America. And I'll give you the ingredients to show you how I do it. I take a few potatoes, it all depends how many people you have. And I peel the potatoes and I can cut them up in pieces and put them in the food processor. But if you don't have a food processor, you grind them up by hand. And then you take an onion you put in. Without onions, it's not good. It has no taste. If I make, let's say, for six people, I take four potatoes, sizable potatoes. I put in, some people put in one egg, I put in two eggs, because it holds it better. And about 2 tablespoons of fine baking flour. And you mix it up, of course you have to put in a little salt, otherwise there's no taste. I don't put in pepper, some people do. You mix it up and don't let it become dark or watery. It will taste good, but it won't look good if you let it stand a little bit longer than necessary. You have all this mixed up nice and fine, and then you fry it on the frying pan. You have to make the frying pan real, real hot and start putting the latkes to make them very thin, otherwise they don't come out crispy. And a lot of people serve them with sour cream, some people serve them with applesauce, which is the traditional way how to serve it. If you have a big crowd, you can prepare them before and put them in an oven and keep the oven hot, put them in for 10-15 minutes, or some people even freeze potato latkes. If they have a big crowd of people, you can freeze it a day ahead of time or 2 days ahead of time, take it out, put it on a sheet, put a little bit of oil underneath, and you put it not in a slow oven, put it in a hot oven, otherwise they'll become very soggy. And you serve them, they're delicious. Can you smell them?